Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
It was another night of camping out for people hoping to get into crowded New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission offices today. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is live outside the MVC office in Manahawkin. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning, Steve. This office will not open until 8 a.m., but the first person in line got here Wednesday afternoon. He's Gilbert Dilt of Chatsboro.
Everybody thought I was crazy, but I ain't the only crazy person.
Obviously not.
I got a dump truck that I need to get legal so I can go to work, so I can do what I got to do.
He spent a sultry summer night with hundreds of others on the sidewalk of a strip mall watching a drive-in movie.
Yes, we had somebody out here with a projector, and we put a blanket on our car, and we sat right here and watched movies.
Governor Murphy says he is not surprised by the scenes of people sleeping out at MBC offices across the state.
We knew we were going to have a tsunami.
Murphy says that these offices will now be open 6 days a week, and it will be all hands on deck. He's taken all workers off furlough, but because of social distancing, the number of people allowed inside the office will be limited.
This is probably realistically going to be with us for some number of weeks, would be my guess.
Because of the shutdown, registrations and licenses, their expiration dates have been extended until July 31st. He is urging people who can to please wait to come to one of these offices. It's just a crazy situation across the state. Reporting live in Manahawkin, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Starting this morning, the words Black Lives Matter will be painted on Fifth Avenue, right in front of Trump Tower. The stenciling is getting underway right now. The painting begins a little after 10 a.m. Mayor de Blasio is expected to show up sometime this afternoon to help with the painting. The project was supposed to start last week, but was delayed. President Trump has called the Black Lives Matter mural a symbol of hate. A preliminary report on police reform from New York's Attorney General finds that many New Yorkers no longer trust the police to do their jobs effectively and fairly. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is looking into that.
New York Attorney General Letitia James recommends a drastic overhaul of the NYPD. She says the police should not be policing themselves. James has been examining how the NYPD handled protests following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. She recommends a civilian commission to oversee the department, with the ability to hire and fire even the commissioner. She says police should face a certification process and be subject to a uniform standard of force.
To build and to earn community trust, it's essential that there be real transparency and oversight for police officers who abuse their power, fail to uphold their constitutional and legal obligations.
Scathing reaction to these recommendations, an NYPD spokesman calls the preliminary report political. The PBA says the report is one-sided and does not consider the perspective of the police officer on the street. In Midtown, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
The number of NYPD officers who are retiring or planning to retire has spiked since the start of nationwide protests over police brutality. Since May 25th, 306 NYPD officers have retired. That compares to 54 over the same period a year ago. An additional 503 have filed for retirement, compared to 287 during the same period in 2019. Live to the Weather Center, meteorologist Bill Dager in today for Craig Allen. Bill, it's going to be a hot one today.
It certainly will, Steve. Looks like temperatures up to near 90 this afternoon. That doesn't tell the whole story. The humidity will be very high today. Of course, the sun expected to be out. So combine those two things with the temperature, it'll feel like it's in the upper 90s for a few hours this afternoon. We have to be very careful. We're out and about. Take some breaks. Make sure we're staying hydrated as well. Starting out this morning with sunshine, some patchy low clouds and fog. But again, turning out sunny and a high of 90. Increasing clouds tonight, low 74, and then all eyes turn toward an area of low pressure centered near the Outer Banks right now. Moving up the eastern seaboard, it'll bring us showers late tonight, and then we'll see rain much of tomorrow night. Heavy at times, highs near 80, a very humid Friday, and then Saturday, rain could linger early, then sunshine back with a pop-up afternoon storm as we warm up to 87. Right now, temperatures range from 73 at Linden to 79 at Little Neck. It's partly sunny, and 77 in Midtown, and Steve, we're heading up to 90.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.